Support comes from HB Wood Songs, your local music shop located at 3101 28th Street in Boulder. HB Wood Songs features a collection of folk, band, and orchestra instruments for both rent or sale. More information can be found at hbwoodsongs.com.
Support comes from Social Venture Partners of Boulder County, sharing the expertise and skills of partner members to help Boulder County nonprofit organizations build their capacity and deliver on their missions. Details on how to partner with Social Venture Partners can be found at socialventurepartnersbouldercounty.org.
This is KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Tonight on the Cabaret program, we'll be featuring some highlights from programs we've had in 2022. Three selections this evening. We'll be hearing from Megan Burt, who performed last March on the show, followed by the Andrew Sturtz Trio, who were also here last March. And then we'll be wrapping up the end of the program with highlights from Tarka, who were here in September. This is Megan Burt.
Catch up, never truly be able to turn the day in peacefully, 'cause a restless soul doesn't sleep. It's not hard to find ways of being let down. We're all weighing potential with disappointment, but you don't get to pick which sandbox you're in. Stop loving your lovers. I reckon you never stop thinking about each other. We're all leaping from one lightning strike to the other. Yeah, we're all so busy trying to fix each other. Can look back on a lifetime and easily wonder who it was you lived for and why it is that we suffer. Find something to hold on to. It's all you got if you're gonna make it through. Follow our bliss, despite of our misguided, broke down appearance. Sometimes it's the fear of ending up like our parents, but mostly I think we all feel alone. The same way you got here is the same way you'll leave. No one gets out without wondering if they were worthy, and since nothing is sure, change is guaranteed. While I'm here, I'd rather be. Finding something to hold on to. turning up and over stones, end up walking with a heavy load, never trying to make them, but gathering mistakes wherever I go. I'm always hovering between the lines, distracted by the meanings I can't find. It's all just out of reach. Ain't nothing you can teach, but you can learn till you take your turn. So when I'm counting up my shadows, swallowing my pride, feeling rough, feeling low, you go down easy on my mind. When I'm pointing my arrow, but I'm just aiming blind, and I need a path to follow, you go down easy on my mind. Great divine, everything felt out of place until I found this space where I could rest, lay down my head. So when I'm counting up my shadows, swallowing
It's Megan Burt on the Cabaret Show at KGNU tonight. So happy to have you in the studio. I think I recognize that one, Go Down Easy. Tell us what we heard and where we might have heard those before.
Oh, gosh. You would have heard them if you're a Megan Burt stalker, probably.
Nah.
Neither of them are officially recorded, but I've played them in my shows. The first song was called find something to hold on to. And then I played a song called Easy on My Mind, which was which came from one of those COVID songwriting groups where you you know, we all group together to motivate.
Yes.
And write a song every week, and that came out of that one.
All right, so my research may have paid off.
Did you just out yourself, Doug?
Yes, yeah. Yes, I am one of those who've been paying attention to Megan Burt. So I have. I've seen you play in Denver and in Boulder, and it's not news to anyone, perhaps, that you've been on stage at Red Rocks, been featured with the Colorado Symphony. I also have it on good authority that you've toured Europe and lived in Boston, New York, Nashville for a time. I want to go back to your roots, if you don't mind. At least the Reader's Digest version of sure. Kind of your Colorado roots, your path to a professional career in music. Maybe how this place inspires you or is reflected in the music that you make. Kind of what role does Colorado play in what you write and play?
The answer to that is probably a little not what you're expecting to hear. I'm from Colorado. I grew up in Denver, and I always wanted to leave. And the more that I'm here, the more that I appreciate it and love it and love coming home here. But I think that if Colorado has an influence in me, it's in this sort of longing for finding somewhere else to be. And I think that probably spills out into my lyrics and my music, just a sort of deep searching for something and for meaning of things and for something else. So Colorado plays kind of a funny role in that way, I suppose. But for as much as I've traveled, I haven't found anywhere else that feels like home at the same time. So you know, we're still working it. Me and Colorado, we're still working it out. Maybe one day we'll figure it out together. But
it makes sense. I mean, so many of us are transplants here,
yeah,
and find our inspiration that this is where our souls sing so much that, you know, you can't get us to leave. And I think for me, some of my fascination has always been with the Colorado native who, you know, especially like your story of I've been elsewhere, and this is what I've, you know, known I needed to come back to. So I think we share, you know, we have that overlapping aspect about this place. But for you, I also hear it's a complex relationship, as so many relationships are.
That's right. Why make this one simple, you know, when you can just complicate this one as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I wish that I was a transplant, because I think I would appreciate it in a different and maybe better way. But I will say, you know, over COVID and having, of all the places to be when the world shut down, I was so grateful to have a big sky and the mountains to look at, and that felt actually very healing and comforting. So this song is indeed called Coming Home for those of us who have an interesting relationship with one.
Wanted to feel just like a stone, tethered to the ground that it lays upon. Its faces, places that lay my soul to rest, chasing, claiming the time that I got. Thank you. Got me lightning bolt and I will strike out for how you choose to travel. Put in the ground. Even if it's momentary, we collect a charge that lingers after. Building up and waiting for a spark to come back in. Electricity is pulling me closer to what I thought was only possible in make-believe. Imagine perfectly, you come and go, but never seem to satisfied that I'd always have just enough light to see. Could it be that we've been given more than what we suspected? We're bound together like the wires burning underneath our feet. I can't get away from you. Electricity is pulling me closer to what I thought was only possible in make-believe. Imagine perfectly, you come and go, but never seen.
That was Front Range-based Megan Burt, who visited our studios in March of 2022. She spoke with Doug Gertner. Coming up next is the Andrew Sturtz trio, or just Sturtz as they are commonly known. Stripped down on this, they spoke with Will Two-Step, and this is from March 22 as well, here on the Cabaret program on listener-supported KGNU.
These blue walls, I need to fill them up with artwork by an artist whose name I haven't heard of. It's only just a view, a picture in my mind. Bartender, 3 a.m.er, she never has a time. She's funny, just slowly, but will she ever cross the line from being just a view, a picture in my life? My life. These pictures come. Some faster and some slow, but we'll one finally show. Loud music, drug usage, I think I'll make it out alright. From being just a view, a picture of light, light. These pictures come and go, some faster and some. But we'll line finally show. Avalon, Avalon, Avalon. Ooh. These pictures come and go. metaphor and a job that only kills your core. So go close your eyes on mountainsides, you'll be fine. Come back and look fine. Go out for a drive. Don't forget the love you have. 'Cause life without her, it's not so bad. Oh. Silence you can bear. Thy changing seasons got you good. The only time you got is furnace wood. Go out for a drive. Forget the love you have. 'Cause life without her, it's not so bad. Notes from the music that you knew so well, they all begin to fade. It all feels like hell. Life is demanding, but you'll quell the storm. You've done this before.
This is the Cabaret Program here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And we are blessed to have the Sturtz Trio with us tonight. It's Andrew Sturtz on guitar, Jim Hurley. Thank you.
I just say Jim H.
Hurley. Yeah. Jim H.
I call him, I've always called him
and
Jim H.
Yeah, you're and also working with a band. Augustus?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, yeah. And then we have Kirtland Carpenter on cello. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a repeat visit for you guys, correct?
Yeah.
The Cabaret a while back?
Yeah, it's funny to look back on it because I think it was pretty immediately right before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, this is the last one, guys. We're gonna play the ship down. That's how they say it in Titanic, right? That's the motto.
We're gonna play
the ship down.
Yeah.
That's the name of the new album.
Yeah.
All right. But it was like really nice to be able to play and sing here. I think we were all pretty nervous because we hadn't at that point had not really done live recording or live radio at all. So we were really stoked. And then little did we know we'd be doing live recordings constantly throughout the pandemic for a little number in the corner. So
Excellent. And I want to give a big thanks to George Figgs, our producer and engineer on the other side of the glass, for speaking that. You said we did two songs last. One was Avalon, the one you opened up with. What was the title of the second tune?
That's a tune that we call Maddie's Song. And so that's actually the song that kicks off the album.
Mm-hmm.
And actually has the words, "You've done this before," which I'm pretty sure when we were naming the album, we just sat in a long road trip back from Grand Junction, running through the lyrics, trying to find what could possibly go on the album. And we stumbled upon that one. Vague yet pointed.
And the album is entitled "You've Done This Before." Mm-hmm. 12 tunes on it. You released it, you told me, in August 21, right? And folks can find it on Spotify, Bandcamp, and other things of that nature.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're everywhere now. We're on Deezer, probably. Who knows? But yeah, we're really happy to release that on at Gold Hill Inn, which we've been wanting to play for a long time. We did a big outdoor show there, and it was just so great because we played with a lot of our favorite artists and friends, and weirdly was able to try and sell out the backyard, which I was like, wow, it's like we were overwhelmed with support from Boulder and Denver, and so we were just so excited. But yeah, the record finally released. We got all the songs that have been sitting out for a while, and we're excited to start moving forward from that too. So,
well, you guys sound really good together.
Thank you.
I love the vocals.
Oh, thank you so much.
Very nice. You guys have been obviously working on it, and you've got it down, man.
Oh, that's, I appreciate cool. that.
Absolutely. What's the next tune?
You know, I think the next tune will probably, I think we'll go with Changing by the Second. I think that's going to be our next song.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fight you, don't wanna pretend I got nothing to live for, and you're the perfect end. Hey, that's not something you can handle, babe. I'm running out, girl, I'm gonna leave that affection you. Show me you and I'll be me. Cause we're changing by the second, changing by the second, you'll see. You can change your mind if you love me. That don't mean anything when I leave you behind. Hey, that's not something you can handle, babe. That you'll be you and I'll be me. Cause we're changing by the second, changing by the second, you'll see. I don't understand how I could be your man when you don't show me the love I'm looking for. When I reach for that heart of yours, I feel so sad. So I think I'll just go leave your feelings on the floor, babe. You know I can't guarantee that you'll be you and I'll be me. Cause we're changing by the second, changing by the second, you'll see. Cause we're changing by the second, changing by the second, you'll see. Cause
'Cause we're changing by the second, changing by the second, you'll see.
That was the Sturts Trio featuring Andrew Sturts on vocals and guitar, Jim Herlihy on banjo, and Cortland Carpenter on cello. They came into KGNU Studios in March of 2022. Tonight on a special edition of the Cabaret, looking back at some acoustic performances from local folks over the last year in 2022. We're going to wrap things up tonight with Tarka, based in Lyons. They've been here a bunch of times, great friends of KGNU, and always wonderful to have Enyan and David and their son Aesop as well with them for this visit. They stopped by our studios in September of last year, right after this.
Did you know you can stream KGNU from your phone, computer, and other digital players? Download the app for the on-demand digital content of your favorite KGNU programs. Make sure to follow KGNU on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for special updates and more. Thank you for listening to and supporting community-powered KGNU.
Support comes from Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the instrumental ensemble Jazz is Dead by honoring the 50th anniversary of the Grateful Dead's Wake of the Flood. Jazz is Dead on Sunday, January 15th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets at ParamountDenver.com.
I even know you at all? Who'd you be if you were still alive?
All right, that was a song called The November Cricket. What are we going to do next?
Flume Polska.
All right, this is a new stuff, pandemic era compositions and songs.
Song here now, sort of a revived song. We
quite a while back, and we sort of renewed it in a new way. So that's the one we're gonna do right now. It's fun, a lot of fun to sing, a lot of fun to play.
Sad young girl she was, barely an ember in her would burn. No wind could feed the flames, no rose could grow deep enough to yearn. She said, "I'll sell those ones struck by lightning. I'll sell those ones struck by anything." Sitting under the willow shade, saying my heart beats double what it did before. Won't you take my hand and wed me for the world? So now seldom's one struck by lightning. How seldom's one struck by anything. Soldier, I must turn you away. Nested in her head until crazy was sane. It sang songs so gentle she began to hum. And then it flew from her eyes into the morning sun. She said, "Now seldom's one struck by lightning. How seldom's one struck by anything.
At the end, guys.
I agree wholeheartedly. That sounded fantastic. What was that one called again?
The Swallow.
The Swallow. Very nice. Welcome back, folks. I'm Shauna. This is The Cabaret, which we have every week on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8, a full hour with a band, which is so fun. It's like I'm getting my own private show, although there's thousands of you out there joining me, but I can't see you.
You make a great audience, Sana.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm very much enjoying my private show here today with Tarka. If you are new to the band, the spelling of that is T-A-A-R-K-A. Because when we're done here, you're going to want to find their website, and you're going to want to know, oh, where can I get CDs? And that's going to be at Tarka with two A's. Well, three total. Tarka.com. And Tarka is Inyan and David and their son, Aesop.
That's right.
That's right.
Very, very cool.
New development in the family band.
Family band.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen you as a duo. I've seen you with other guests. I've not seen you with your son. Who knew you had so much talent under one roof?
You play a mean fiddle, too, but he's up to the bass.
Nah.
For those of you listening, since you can't see what's going on in here, David tonight is playing on guitar.
Sometimes mandolin, but not
but
tonight.
That's what I said. Tonight, he also does play mandolin. And Aesop is playing the stand-up bass this evening. And Inya is playing something interesting. I know I've seen her play the fiddle, the violin, and the viola, but this I have not seen before. It looks like a violin, but tell me what it is.
Yeah, so this is an instrument I had built for me last year. There's a few people around the country that play these, and it is a violin plus. It's a six-string violin. It's got the G, D, A, E of a violin, the C of a viola, and then an F string, which nothing else really has.
Well, unless you were, you can go to that pitch in a cello, but
you can go to that pitch, but nothing else really has a string that's tuned to F.
Not typically in our classical day and age.
And what's it called?
It's called a fadolin. And if you know solfege, like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, it's called that because it's got the violin string, so that's the lin part. And then it's got a fa and a do.
Very cool.
So
learned something already this evening. How long have you been playing that, and where did you get it?
So I've been playing this since it was hand-delivered to me, last June, a year ago in June. And it was built by a guy named Eric Aceto out of Ithaca, New York. And he's been working on perfecting the six-string violin for a good 30 years or so. Wow. And this is sort of his latest iteration. And I think he's done really well with it because it's hard to make something with a relatively small body play low notes.
It's a slightly larger body than a violin. It's a little closer to like the size of a viola body.
Yeah.
And you were playing five strings before you got six strings. So you've been graduating. You went from one to two to three to four strings, stayed four strings for a while, and then went to five for a good long time, and then six.
Yeah, I think I'll stop here at least for a while.
I was going to say, if anyone out there knows anybody spending time perfecting a seven-string violin, then Inya is going to need one to some point.
There is.
It's the same builder has made them. These things all exist as electric instruments.
Okay.
But where's the fun in that? There's no resonating body.
This is a good acoustic.
There is one or two seven-string violins out there made by the same luthier, but he's had trouble finding a seventh string that sounds good. Like the instrument would sound good. It's just nobody's making the strings that work on them. Anyway.
Very interesting. Things I've never even thought about.
Welcome to the nerdy world of musicians. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Somebody is singing out on the mountain, and someone's calling upon the hill. Who is asking and who answers? Who's gonna find a deeper well in the place where sounds are dreamed of, dismantled up and remade whole? Dreamers swam beneath the surface. Find a deeper way. Oh. make it fertile when it seems lifeless. To a fine lady, Boel, made of earth and air and water. We're made of stardust and space and fire. And as music dreams, our bodies whole again. To a fine lady, Boel.
That was Tarka from a September visit to KGNU studios. They spoke with Shauna Sprawls. This has been the Cabaret program. We've been featuring highlights from some acoustic bands we've heard in 2022. You can tune into the Cabaret every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for live local music. Stay tuned for Corriente.
And it is 8 o'clock. You're listening to Corriente at KGNU on 88.5 FM Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver, and of course KGNU online. Please stay tuned for Corriente here. I want to let you know that this is support comes from the Caribou Room, which is a live music venue and event center located in Netherlands, featuring Gasoline Lollipops with Rolling Harvest. Nope, that's old. Sorry, I'm just reading this because it's not working on the. But you can. You can check out the Caribou Room. It's a pretty cool place, and you can look at cariboroom.com and also some other programming announcements here.
Support comes from Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the instrumental ensemble Jazz is Dead by honoring the 50th anniversary of the Grateful Dead's Wake of the Flood. Jazz is Dead on Sunday, January 15th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets at ParamountDenver.com.
Support comes from the Roots Music Project, Colorado's community music incubator. Musicians, fans, and venues can connect to create a local music scene in Boulder and the Front Range, located at 4747 Pearl Street in Boulder. Tickets and information can be found at rootsmusicproject.org.
And this is Elena with you this evening on Corriente. Also, apologies for the error that cut off the Hemispheres program. If you'd like to listen to the entire Hemispheres program, including the last 7 or 8 minutes or so that was cut off, you can do that on the archives at kgnu.org. Real apologies for that. And if there's something specific you'd like to hear, you can give a call, 303-442-4242, or you can email dj@kgnu.org. I've got a bunch of stuff planned, but always willing to try and pivot in order to play something that you might want to hear. And I think we'll just get going right now.
Tlokenawaket la sokamati,
tlokenawaket la sokamati, tlokenawaket la sokamati, tlokenawaket la sokamati, inehekat atlanan sintonatiu totatsin. Tlokenawaket la sokamati, tlokenawaket la sokamati. Thank you.
Soy el poder dentro de mí, soy el amor del sol y la tierra, soy gran espíritu y soy eterna. Mi vida está llena de amor y alegría, soy el poder dentro de mí.
¿Cómo no poder? ¿Cómo no poder
convencernos de Dios es dentro de nosotros?
¿Cómo no poder convencernos de que nuestro cuerpo es la casa de Dios?
¿Cómo no poder?
¿Cómo no poder convencer de que en cada célula, en cada célula, en cada neurona está el gran espíritu? En cada